Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to give you a tip about e-filing at the last minute. Well, my friends, yesterday, as we're frantically trying to e-file tax returns during the last few days of tax season, we got a really bizarre rejection notice. A couple, friends of mine, who've been married for decades, they're deeply into their 50s, they had their tax return rejected. Why? IRS's computers say someone has claimed the taxpayer or the spouse on another tax return. Huh? I mean, really, this is ridiculous. Although we know there's no way this is possible, who has time to argue with IRS in the last minutes of tax season? After all, we still have tax returns to finish. Solution? Print it out and file on paper. Oh, about an hour later, we get an alert from IRS that tells us they're having problems in the system and we should all stop e-filing. Well, folks, with computer glitches and other things going on, if you're still filing tax returns this week, consider printing out the tax returns and filing on paper. Send your tax return in certified return receipt requested. Yes, I know, IRS and the U.S. Post Office are going to hate having to get all the verifications. But, in the meantime, why should you do this? Because if you wait for IRS to fix the problems and you file on Thursday or Friday, what if your tax return or your client's returns are rejected? You only have about 72 hours to correct them and refile. What if you had planned to take some time, some vacation time or goof-off time right after the 15th? Well, my friends, if rejections are still coming in, somebody has to stay behind and resolve them. But if you file on paper, you can leave with a clear mind, get the rest and playtime that you've earned. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about last-minute filings and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.